Let's begin. So I want to try to outline four different views in the Rishonim and the Achronim about the nature of Simcha on Shabbos. Okay, before we move on to our next topic. So if you look in the Gemara, is there any reference to Mitzvah Simcha on Shabbos? The Bavli?
I don't think so.
No. Doesn't seem like it, right? Bavli only talks about Oneg. What about the Yerushalmi?
Yeah,
where?
In relation to the discussion of Sudas.
The Yerushalmi in Megillah seems to say that there is some sort of concept of Simcha Shabbos, and that's why you can't have a Sudas Purim on Shabbos. Esesh Simchasa Tliya Bebezin, Vein Simchasa Tliya Bede Shemayim. Right? So the Yerushalmi seems to assume that there's some din of Simcha that's obligatory mishamayim, right, referring to Shabbos. Okay, what about this? So that's, I mean, the Yerushalmi is not really explicit, right? But if you read into that line about Sudas Purim, then you see that there's a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos. What about the Sifrei?
He linked it to Karbanos, I believe, right?
Ah, so the Sifrei seemed to link it to Karbanos. You saw the Sifrei inside?
Yeah.
Okay, okay, does the Sifrei actually exist? Does the Sifrei say it? Does the Sifrei say there's a din of Simcha on Shabbos? Q, you see the Sifrei?
Yeah, Yom Simchat Chan?
Yeah.
And it doesn't say there's a din, it says Yom Simcha.
That Shabbos is a Yom Simcha.
It seems that...
Does everybody agree to that reading of the Sifrei?
No, the... it says it's Tamid also.
Okay, so first of all, it seems to be a Machlokes in the Sifrei itself. So maybe it's a Machlokes. We'll see in a second. But who tries to do away with the Sifrei? Somebody just tries to write the Sifrei off the halachic map. Rachel, you see it? Somebody doesn't like the Sifrei. Rebecca, do you see it? The Gra. The Gra changes the gears of the Sifrei. The Gra, instead of having V'yom Simchaschem, which we have Elo HaShabbosos, and then Rav Nosson disputes that, the Gra says V'yom Elo HaShabbosos. Simchaschem is referring to Shalosh Regalim. So the Gra saw the Sefer, and the Gra didn't even want to acknowledge that there's one Deya that says that there's Simcha on Shabbos. I mean, it's one thing to say, look, we follow the opinion that V'yom Simchaschem is referring to the Tumidim. And therefore, you could say we don't paskin like the Deya in the Sefer that holds of Simcha Shabbos. But the Gra does something different. The Gra says, I'm not even going to acknowledge that there's one day in the Sifrei that holds of Simcha Shabbos. It's remarkable. Okay, so we'll get back to the Gra. So I want to outline four views in the Rishonim. So I think the most prevalent view is that there's no Simcha on Shabbos whatsoever. That you see clearly from the Gra's inclination in wiping out the Girsa of V'yom Simchaschem referring to Shabbos. V'yom refers to Shabbos. What about Avelos on Shabbos? So who saw Tosos and Moed Katan? Tosos and Moed Katan was explicit that the reason why there's no Avelos on Shabbos, the reason why Yom Tov is Doche Avelos, it undermines the whole count, right? If you're, let's say, on your third day of Avelos and Yom Tov comes, so you don't finish your Avelos. Yom Tov wipes it away. Shabbos doesn't. Right? Shabbos is just a day where you're not Noheg Dine Avelos, but the count goes right through. So what did Tosos say?
That Yom Tov, the reason is Simcha, but Shabbos, the reason is Pasuk and Mishlei that talks about Bracha.
Right. But why? What's been, I guess, right. Ve'in avelos klal, mishum dechziv bahen simcha. Shabbos mi'a lo ksiv simcha. Aye, what about the Sifrei? So clearly Tosos doesn't hold of the Sifrei at all. Right? They don't find it, they weren't influenced by it. There's no Simcha on Shabbos. Good. Similarly, the Shiltos was Mesupuk about whether there's Avelos on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Let's say it's the fourth day of Avelos, and then it's Rosh Hashanah. So is Rosh Hashanah Doche Avelos like the other Yom Tovim? Or is Rosh Hashanah like Shabbos? Did you see that in Shiltos? I Miam rinon regel dahave shiva mevatelas gezeira shiva. Do you say that only a 7-day regel is going to be mevatel abelos? Avalhani dechad yoma inon kishabbos. Or do you say Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are like Shabbos? And they're not docha abelos. Odilma Shabbos oneg hudichsebe. Avalhani kiven deispu simcha kiregalim damu. Do you say that depends on how many days Yontif is? So in which case Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are only one day and they're not docha abelos? Or do you say that it depends on the nature of the chag? So Shabbos is called Oneg, Yontif is called Simcha, and only Simcha will be Docha Avelos. But even Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are considered to be Mimei Simcha, according to the Shiltos. So he also seems to assume, like Tosin Moed Katan, that the difference between Shabbos and Yontif is the difference between Oneg and Simcha. Once again, the Shita Mekubetzes also said that you can't read the Rambam as saying, Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha on Shabbos. Don't tell me that the Rambam says you can't get married on Shabbos because of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, because there's no din of Simcha on Shabbos. Shina Kibetzes in Ksuvis on Daf Zayin. V'nir devim moed hu deshayach lemeir be'irbu simcha b'simcha mishum dechsiv v'samachta b'chagecha v'al b'shabbos loksiv b'simcha. So once again, there's no din Simcha at all on Shabbos. Mishnah Achrona that we saw in Negayim also. There's no din Simcha on Shabbos. The reason why you can't pask in Maros and Negayim is not because of Simcha. It's not because you're going to cause Tsar. It's because of Enos and Din B'Shabbos. Okay. So they're all adamant. The Taz has a very interesting question on the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Simen Taf Kuf Nun Gimel rules that what happens when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos? So are you allowed to eat Shal Shittis? Are you allowed to have a Suda on Shabbos, Shechol Yos B'Tisha B'Av? Q, what do you think? Last year was Shabbos Tisha B'Av. So are you allowed to have a Suda on Shabbos?
Talking about Benesh Mashos or just before?
Before, Shal Shittis. Before Benesh Mashos.
Based on Shulchan Aruch or no? Based on Shulchan Aruch or just like what I was...
Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tavkuf Nun Gimel.
He says you can eat.
Yeah, ochen v'shosen, right? Kesuda shlomo v'shaito. You can have a huge suda. So why is that strange? What's inconsistent with the Shulchan Aruch's psak? Because at the same time, the Shulchan Aruch rules that you're not allowed to learn Torah bin hashmash. You're not allowed to learn Torah min amincha l'mala. And the Shulchan Aruch says you can't even read Pirkei Avos in shul. So the Taz asks, v'tamati, how come we're paskening that it's mutter to eat and drink on Shabbos Tisha B'Av? But there's an Isser Talmud Torah. If Tisha B'Av doesn't exist on Shabbos, then allow for Achila V'Shtia and allow Talmud Torah. If Tisha B'Av does exist on Shabbos, then we should have to minimize Achila V'Shtia and we should have to minimize Talmud Torah as well. But why are we distinguishing between the two? That's the Taz's question. So Taz says, you know what? I actually think there's no Isser Talmud Torah on Shabbos Tisha B'Av, because I don't see any good reason to distinguish. So who does distinguish? So here the Bechor Shor has a remarkable comment. What does he say? Do you see it?
Ein Torah is Simcha.
Oh.
Because we've been commanded on Shabbat about Simcha. It's not because of Oneg, it's because of Simcha.
And therefore? So the Bechor Shor says like this. What are we going to allow on Shabbos Tisha B'Av? Only the halachos, which are obligatory on Shabbos. So if I have a chiyuv because of Shabbos to do something, then even though it's Tisha B'Av, the Torah is going to allow me to do it. Because I have a chiyuv to acknowledge Shabbos. So the Torah is mechayiv oneg Shabbos. So dinim that depend on oneg, so we'll allow them on Shabbos Tisha B'Av. The din of Talmud Torah, the reason why Talmud Torah is asur on Tisha B'Av, is because of Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Mechelev. Talmud Torah is Misameach. So there's no chiyuv simcha on Shabbos. So that the chi of achila v'shtia, of having a suda, that's part of oneg Shabbos. It's a mitzvah min haTorah. So even on Shabbos Tisha B'Av, we're going to allow it. But Talmud Torah, which is not a chi of on Shabbos, or it has no kiyum d'oraisa on Shabbos, so we're not going to allow it at all. So we see, according to the Bechor Shor, is that he also thinks that there's no kiyum of simcha on Shabbos. Had there been a kiyum of simcha, then he shouldn't have distinguished. Good?
says that you are allowed to eat and learn, rather than then you just can't do either of them.
Right.
So wouldn't that imply that
there is simcha?
Yeah.
Ah. So maybe the ta'az is l'shita. So. The Shulchan Aruch ruled later on in Hilchos Sudas Purim, right? The Shulchan Aruch rules based off this Yerushalmi that you can't have a Sudas Purim on Shabbos. Okay, so it's not clear why. So you could have given a bunch of reasons for it, but the Taz says, oh, it's because of this Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, Yerushalmi makes up a limud. Yerushalmi has a drasha, which says that when your chiv, your Purim Suda, has to be a chiv midrabanan, it has to be something which the Rabbanan instituted. So if Purim falls out on Shabbos, then you can't combine your Sudas Purim with Sudas Shabbos, because the Sudas Shabbos is Din D'oraisa. But the Yerushalmi uses a formulation of Simchasa Tluya Bidei Shamayim. So the Taz quotes it, and Taz says, oh, that's what the Shulchan Aruch meant. Shulchan Aruch didn't quote the Yerushalmi per se. But the Taz, L'shitasa, the Taz thinks that there is a Din Simcha B'Shabbos. So that's why it's fine for him to say that Bavli, or we're passing like this Yerushalmi. Okay? I think that's an excellent point. Similarly, okay, there's one other strong stance in the Rishonim, and that's to do away with the Nusach HaTfilah that we have. Or what do we say in Musaf on Shabbos? What?
We say
V'Yanuchuba. We say V'Yanuchuba? Well, we say Yismichum Achus Hashomer Shabbos V'Kar Yonek Gam B'Kan Sheshvi Kulav Yisrael V'Shanim V'Tavecha. We say V'Yanuchuba at the end? Okay. Yeah, we start off with Yismichum Achus Hashomer Shabbos. And there's a big machlokas whether you should end off that bracha with Am Nisamche Shevi. How's it go? Right, but then some people used to end V'yismuchu Becha Yisrael Ohavei Shemecha. You're saying we end off with V'yanuchu Yisrael Mekadosh? Yeah, we do. Okay, good. So it works out nicely. So some people had the minhag to finish off the tefillah on Shabbos with V'yismuchu Becha Yisrael Mekadosh Shemecha. So Sefer HaMinhagim, I think it's at the Mahari Tirna, it's like one of the last group of the Rishonim from the Talmid of the Maharami Rittenberg. So he says you can't end off V'yismuchu b'cha Yisrael mekad sheshemecha because there's no simcha on Shabbos. So we have to change the girsa to V'yanuchu b'Yisrael. Okay, so all these Rishonim seem to assume clearly that there's no din of simcha whatsoever on Shabbos. So that's one perspective. The other perspective is the exact opposite. And that's simply to affirm that there is a din simcha on Shabbos. But here, you could have one or two reasons for why you have simcha on Shabbos. You could say that it's learnt out from Yom Tov. Meaning you assume that if a din applies to Yom Tov, and a din applies to Shabbos, or if a din applies to Yom Tov, then your natural proclivity is to say it's going to extend over to Shabbos also. And if you have a din that applies to Shabbos, then your natural inclination is to say it applies to Yom Tov also, unless you have good reason to distinguish. So the source for Simcha Shabbos is really Simchas Yom Tov. That would be one approach. The other approach is to say, no, there's Simchas Shabbos, which comes from its own source, and there's Simchas Yom Tov, which has its own source, but they're two different kinds of Simcha. Okay? So there are a number of Rishonim who just assume that there's a general din simcha on Shabbos, and seemingly they believe that it has its independent source of the Sifrei. Because who quotes the Sifrei Lahalacha? Two Rishonim clearly quote the Sifrei. Two important Rishonim for two halachos. Two different halachos. The Ravan Ayarchi, in the Sefer HaManig. What is he quoted for? See, he says you don't say Tachnun on Erev Shabbos, because Shabbos is a Yom Simcha. And you're not going to say Tachnun right before a Yom Simcha. And does he quote the Sifrei?
I think so.
Yeah. Because Shabbos is Nikreis Yom Simcha, Shenemar B'Yom Simchaschem V'Mo'adechem Rosh Echad Sheichem. So he clearly, A, didn't have the gears of the Gura. B, he thinks that there's a real din simcha on Shabbos. The Shibalya Leket also quotes the Sifrei Lahalacha, and he says that's the reason why we have the chasima of the Yismechu B'cha Yisrael Mekadshei Shemecha. Or V'Yismechu B'cha Kolo Avei Shemecha. Based on the Sifrei of B'Yom Simchaschem of Mo'adechem. there definitely is a view out there that there is a real din simcha, and it has its own independent source, which we show in quotes a mitzvah of Simcha Shabbos. Jeremy, you see it?
Is that
the Bahag? Yeah. The Bahag, I think in Mitzvah Mem Zayin. So he quotes a mitzvah of Simcha Shabbos. Now, we also saw the Bahag a couple weeks ago, who quoted a separate mitzvah also of Oneg Shabbos. So it's clear from the Bahag, it's not that he thinks that the manifestation of Oneg, or what underwrites Oneg, is really Simcha. He thinks there are two separate halachos of Shabbos, one of Oneg and one of Simcha. So those are just the two extremes. Okay? Two dinim on one, either those people who deny Simcha and those people who acknowledge Simcha. What I think is more interesting is the view of the Rishonim who try to bridge the gap between the two. Meaning, it's true that there's a din Simcha on Shabbos, but it's inconceivable that the din of Simcha on Shabbos is the same as the din of Simcha on Yom Tov. Now, what's the motivation to say that? What do you think the motivation to say that is?
When we have a pasuk by Yom Tov.
What?
We only have an explicit pasuk by Yom Tov.
You only have an explicit pasuk by Yom Tov. B'samachta
b'chagecha. Yeah.
Okay. So maybe your motivation is just looking at the psukim. And the psukim, you only find Simcha in the context of b'chagecha. Fine, that'd be one motivation. Number two.
Similar, I mean, this is probably close to number one, especially in Vayikra Kaf Gimel, you got Eila, Moadi Hashem, Shabbat is first, and then you have everything else. Like Shabbat is with them in some aspect.
Okay, so that's assuming that there's a real Simcha on Yom Tov. Shabbos is a quasi Yom Tov, so Shabbos will have a quasi Simcha.
Alright, well, Shabbos has some Yom Tov aspects to it.
Okay, but then you're saying, right, the dinim of Simcha on Shabbos stem from Simchas Yom Tov. Right? According to what Rachel's saying, you're acknowledging that there's a distinct source for Simchas Shabbos, just it's inconceivable that Simchas Shabbos is of the same caliber as Simchas Yom Tov.
Okay.
Right? But coming back to Rachel's reasoning, meaning, why else would you say that the Simcha of Shabbos has to be different from the Simcha of Yom Tov? Okay, so it's not, you look at Aveilus and you say it's not Doch Aveilus. That's not obvious, because it's not obvious that what's Docha Avelos is the Simcha. And the... What else? I mean, Rachel's just looking at the Psukim, but look a little broader than the Psukim.
Isn't the Simcha related to the Shlamim and the whole coming to the Beis HaMikdash and that type of... And that's all only on Yom Tov and not...
Yeah. What?
Oh, yeah.
It's related to the Chagiga, it's the Shlamim, that whole aspect. But the Korbanos on Shabbos, they have nothing to do with that.
I mean, the Dinim of Yom Tov seem to have like a Korban Chagiga, Shalmei Simcha.
Right.
Because on Shabbos, you don't have any equivalent.
Correct.
Okay. That's a good point, also. But that's similar to the V'samachta B'chagecha point, right? You only find a Chi of Simcha explicitly when it comes to. Okay. I would have said it a little differently. I would have said that if you look at the three different sources that you have. You have the Bavli. Bavli never mentions Simcha. You have Yishalmi. Yishalmi has Simcha tucked away elliptically or hidden within the limud of Sudas Purim. So okay, so Yishalmi mentions Simcha, but it doesn't seem that Yishalmi is telling you there's a chi of Simcha on Shabbos. Yishalmi just assumes it built into some obscure limud for Sudas Purim. And then you approach the Sifrei, and the Sifrei says, oh, v'yom Simchaschem. Elo Shabashos. So do you say, wow, I have this third source now, the Sifrei, and the Sifrei tells me that everything I know from the Bavli and Yishalmi is absolutely wrong. So of course there's the Din Simcha on Shabbos, just like there's a Din Simcha on Yom Tov. Or do I say, no. The Bavli and Yishalmi barely talk about Simcha Shabbos. I have a tucked away Sifrei in Bahaloscha that learns Biyom Simchas Kam Elo Shabashos. So that also tells me about the relative significance of Simcha Shabbos. So the Gruz temperament is to say, look, the Bavli and Yishalmi don't talk about Simcha, so the Sifrei is not going to talk about Simcha either. So Biyom is Elu HaShabbosos. Simchaschem is Moadim V'Regalim. That's an extreme position. You're reading the Sifrei in light of the Bavli and the Yishalmi. Or do you say, no, the relative significance which I'll attribute to the Yishalmi will be framed, sorry, the relative importance which I'll attribute to the Sifrei will be framed by what I know from the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. So then he'll say, I have a tucked away Sifrei in Bahal Oscha. So the Simcha of Shabbos is also a tucked away din, which is somewhat on the periphery of the Kedushas Hayom.
I have a question. I just don't know how Sifrei works in general. But in terms of the Gra, like, when he says that we go in the Shabbatot and Simchat Chaim in the Shalosh Regalim, does that mean that, like, does that necessarily mean that there's no, like, does everyone agree that means that there's no Simcha on Shabbos? Like, meaning, could it, when you have a drasha like that on Pasuk, could it mean, like, he's breaking it up to learn more things without the, like,
no, it seems like he's,
especially because he's taking the Sifrei and changing it. But I mean, I'm supporting you right now. That, I mean, because we have a Sifrei and he's changing it, it seems like he
does. Right, so whenever someone changes something from the way it's written, so you assume that they're motivated by something.
Right. But let's say the Sifrei was written this, like, the, let's say this is
the way we have it. The Graz.
Yeah. Would that necessarily mean that there's no Simcha in Shabbos?
Yeah, you'd assume it. Well, what's right? If Yom Simcha Sama Adeichem Rosh Eichad Sheichem, V'skatam
B'chatzotos.
Yeah. Right? So I think, so then it just tells you there's a Chiyuv Tekiyah B'chatzotos when you bring the Karbanos. But it doesn't tell you the Yom is a Yom Shel Simcha.
Right. Okay.
I mean, all the Rishonim who are being Medayik from the Sifrei are being Medayik from the appellation of Simcha to Shabbos.
Okay.
Not from the Halachos, which stem from it.
Okay.
So I think there's good. There's definitely good motivation for the Graz Diya. And there's good motivation to say that the Simcha is somehow less significant than the Simcha of Simcha Shabbos. More than that, what's the context of the Sifrei? And this is, I think, what Rachel is touching on right now. Let's read the Sifrei for a second. V'yom Simchaschem. Elo Shabbosos. Rav Nasan Omer Elo Tamidim. So what's that machlokas? How do you understand the machlokas?
Rav Nasan thinks there's Simcha every day.
What?
Rav Nasan thinks there's Simcha every day.
Where? In the context of the Hakravas Atmidim. So when you look at this Sifrei and you say, wow, Smachlokes Shabbat, Yom Simchaschem is Shabbos, so Yom Simchaschem is the Tmidim. That's a very strange Machlokes. At least according to the Gra, right? So you have Uvayom, so one day of thinks that's referring to Shabbos, and Amnasim thinks that Uvayom is referring to Tmidim. But if you take argues on the Sifrei, so Yom Simchaschem, that there's a dispute whether that's referring to Shabbos or to the Tmidim of every day. It's an incongruous dispute. One thinks it's referring to the Kedusha Shabbos, and the other one thinks it's referring to the Hakravas HaKarbanos. Doesn't it seem asymmetrical? So I think, so some of the Rishonim will come along and they'll say, wait a second, no, so we misread the Sifrei. The first day is never saying that Biyom Simchaschem is referring to the Kedusha Hayom of Shabbos. But you read the first day in the Sifrei in light of Rav Nasan's comment. Rav Nasan says it's referring to the Tamidim of Kol Yom. And the first day says, Rav Nasan, there's Simcha in the Tamidim of every day? That can't be. So what's it referring to? There's Simcha in the Karban Musaf of Shabbos. So you read the first day in the Sifrei in light of the second day. Clearly it's contextualized by Karbanos. The only machlokas is whether the Simcha is in the Karban Tamid brought every day or the Karban Musaf of Shabbos. So then you'll come along and you'll say, wow, so the Sifrei is never telling me that there's a chiv mitzvah, or there's a chiv of Simchas Shabbos. The Sifrei is telling me that in the context of Hakravas HaKarbanos, which is what the Pasuk is referring to, Ustakatim Bechatzotros, then in the Beis HaMikdash they would have a Simcha. So then the Simcha is referring to the specific Hakravas, Hakrava of the Karban Musaf.
And then
Madi Chamin Shalosh
Regalim would also be only
about
the...
Right. The reference is really the Hakrava Sakrabanos in the Beis HaMikdash, which is kind of like what you were saying before. Maybe it's talking about the Karban Chagiga, Jeremy was saying.
That makes sense, Korban Chagiga. Why would you compare Korban Musaf of Shabbos to the Chagiga?
So the real Simcha then is always in the context of Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. The Shaila then is the spectrum. Is there Simcha in the Tamid of every day? Is there Simcha in the Karban Musaf of Shabbos? Or is there Simcha maybe only in the added Karbanos of
the Shalosh Regalim? You're saying it's all three, but then why would it be the Musaf of Shabbos and not the Musaf of Yemei Tova, but rather the Chagiga of those?
Well, there doesn't have to be a scale. We just say that there's Simcha on Shabbos Musaf, Simcha on Shalosh Regalim Musaf and Shalmei Simcha.
But I would think that there's something special about Musaf if we're saying Musaf to Shabbos.
Like, why Musaf more than the Tmidim?
Right. Or how would you say Musaf on Shabbos and yet ignore Musaf on Yom Tov? Why does that not too have Simcha?
Okay. Why do you need a separate Joshua for all three? Is that what you're asking?
Could be. I'm just saying. It seems like that for the Regalim, the Simcha is not... I've never heard of Simcha for the Korban Musaf of one of the holidays. So why all the...
You've never heard of Simcha for the Korban Musaf?
Yeah, it's always talk about Chagiga.
Oh, okay.
So why all of a sudden for Shabbos does Korban Musaf have...
Wasn't there Shira in the Beis HaMikdash when they would bring the Korbanos? Isn't that what this passage is referring to? They would sing Shira when they would bring the Korban of the Yom.
So that every single Korban has...
Well, that's the machulka. So you could just say, okay, Zechiv, you know, you blow chatzotros. It doesn't translate into simcha. Or do you say that combined with the chatzotros is a real din simcha on the Beis HaMikdash? Mikey.
Yeah, if you're going to now put all this in the same plane and say we're talking about korbanos for each of these different days, then how do you explain the rationale behind Rabbi Nosson to even argue that korban tamid...
Every akravas akarban has simcha.
Right, but then if you're going to have them on the same plane, wouldn't it be pretty obvious that Korban Chagiga or something like that has a greater level or something, you know, by Yom Tov as Rabbi Nosson is saying that we Yom Simchas Chaim specifically refers to Korban Tamid with every day.
Right.
Versus something that's a little bit more obvious.
Are you asking the same thing that Jeremy's asking? So you're asking why do I need a separate... Pasuk to tell me the...
You're saying, what's the rationale behind Rabbi Nosson to say that Yom Simchas Chaim refers to the everyday Tamid versus...
So I think he learns it kind of like Uve Yom, similar to the way the Gra'al had it, without changing the Gish. Uve Yom Simchas Chaim. That every Yom has a dimension of Simcha. And how does that manifest itself? In Akravas HaKarban Tamid. I mean, the referent of the Simcha is really the Vayom, every day. And that's the Korban Tamid.
And the extra simcha from Yom Tov, that's just because there's like more korbanos. So
it could be. It also could be a qualitative jump in the caliber of the simcha. Halal, maybe, in the context of the korbanos. Look, Sefer Nosson's still a chiddush, right? The first day in the Sefer is just an acknowledge of Nosson. They're reserving it for Shabbos. But yeah, I think you're all pointing out that according, if you read the Sifrei this way, then how do you understand the scale of different simchas? Right? If they're all learned out from the same pasuk and it's referring to Shabbos, Chol, Yantif. Okay. But I think it's clear that most of the Rishonim or the Achronim are motivated by this diuk. That it's really a simcha that's related to the Korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. So who said that really explicitly in his Perush on the Sifrei? So the Pirush Rabbeinu Hillel. And so you have in the last page, V'yom Simchaschem, Elu Shabbosos. Sorry, I typed it over a little sloppily. The Islihu Yisrael Simcha V'taynug, the token B'chatzotos B'karbanos B'Shabbos. Where is the Simcha and the Tanug? In the context of the Karbanos on Shabbos. But never understanding the Sifrei as referring directly to the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos. And how does he explain Abnasla? Abnasla number Elu Atmidin, the Hainu Tmidin Shabachol Yom Vyom, the token Bechatzotos, Bezmana Karbanos. Ulahachi Karle Lizman Hakravasan Simcha. The Simcha Huli Yisrael Bezman, the Karbanam Eskabal Avim Shabashamayim. So it could be that he's motivated by Mikey's question also. And notice how, according to Rabbi Nosson, what's the Simcha? This is not even a Simcha of the actual Hakravas Akarbanos, but the Simcha is the fact that the Karbanos are accepted. Simcha hu Yisrael b'zman de karbanam eskabel avim shabashamayim. Maybe on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, there's more of an intrinsic simcha related to the hakravas hakarbanos. The Radak in Hosea has a nevuah that Hashem is going to get rid of the Shabbosos. It's in Hosea Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel, and he tells Bnei Yisrael v'hishpati kol misosa. I think the Radak is bothered by why is Shabbos considered, Or why is it next to Yontif or Kol Nisosa? Why is it considered a day of rejoicing? So the doctor says, Ki ima tzeres ein chan, va shabaso shahaya behem karban musif hayu yimei simcha. When Shabbos had a Korban Musaf, then Shabbos was defined as a day of Simcha. So why doesn't he just say that Shabbos itself is a day of Simcha? So once again, he's probably motivated by this, I don't know if directly by this Sifrei, but he's motivated by the Torah referring to Shabbos as a day of Simcha, and yet not having any source in the Gemara or the Yushami, really, for a Chi of Simcha. So therefore he limits the Simcha to the Korbanos. The Rav, I think I heard this from Rav Shachter once, that the Rav was also bothered by our referencing Yismachu Machuscha Shomer Shabbos and Karban Musaf. So the Rav said, no. We only refer to it in Karban Musaf, in Tfilas Musaf. You don't say Yismachu Machuscha and Shacharis Mincha or Mariv on Shabbos. Just in Musaf. So the Rav said, I think either from his father or from himself, that's because the only Simcha that occurred on Shabbos was in the context of the Hakravas Karban Musaf. So we refer to it in the Tfilas Musaf. The Toras Chaim that I put on the back here also has a similar argument, but with a bit of a variation. He's bothered again by this Nusach HaTfilah of Yismachu B'chal Yisrael Mekad Shei Shemecha, and he says, quotes the Sefer HaMinhagim, who's upset with the Nusach, Masha Kasav Nami De'ein Shayech Simcha Rak Birgalim Lav Kushayi De'lav B'Simcha Gashmis Da'achila B'Shtiyairi. It's not referring to a physical Simcha. Sharei Lo Tiknu Lomar V'Yismuchu Ba Yisrael. We don't say V'Yismuchu Ba Yisrael. It's Yismuchu B'cha Yisrael. So if it was Yismuchu Ba, so then the Simcha, the subject of the Simcha would be the Yom Shel Shabbos. But it's Yismachu B'cha Yisrael. So he says, therefore, it means a more spiritual Simcha. El v'yismachu b'cha Yisrael, mishem divis Simcha Rucha Nisairi, she Yismachu b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Teida, de'im lo kein tikshi, heich tiknu lomar b'Shabbos, Yismachu b'Machuscha Shomer Shabbos, v'halo shayich Simcha el b'Regalim. El mishem divis Simcha Rucha Nisairi. This is very, it's hard to understand what he means. I don't know what he means by a spiritual Simcha, as opposed to a physical Simcha. What do you think he means?
Being happy.
What?
Being happy.
Being happy? That's it, you think it is?
This is what it sounds like.
It's really hard to know what he means. Did any of you see the Netziv in the Hamek Sheila? Mm-hmm. So the Netziv is a very similar distinction to this Toras Chaim that I just read you. So what does he say, Jennifer? He's working off the Shiltas, right? The Shiltas we mentioned before assumes that on Shabbos is only Oneg, Yontif has Simcha, and that's why Shabbos is not the Chavelus Yontif is. So it says, I don't say Yismachu Machuscha Shomer Shabbos. So what's the answer?
So he talks about Simcha of
Nefesh Yitira. Yeah, Simcha of Nefesh Yitira. So fine, so I would have said very nicely, like, Rachel, it means you should be happier, you're in a more elevated religious state. But what's strange is that he contrasts it with what? I would say one chi of simcha is simcha spasar v'yayin, that's Yom Tov. Shabbos is that you should be happy. What does he contrast it with? Or the Shildos is contrasting Oneg Shabbos with Simchas Yom Tov, but Simchas Yom Tov here includes Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So you can't say there's Simchas Yom Tov of Achilas Basar and Shtiyas Yayin on Yom Kippur. Zechi v'Nisim es Nafsho Seichem. You're fasting. Right?
Right.
So Nesiv himself says, Aval Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim k'siv b'feirush Simchas Haguf. So how can you say there's Simchas Haguf on Yom Kippur? There's no Achilas Basar v'Shtiyas Yayin. So it can't just be an elevated state of Simcha. So somehow the Netziv is already acknowledging that there are two different levels of non-physical simcha. There's a non-physical simcha saguf, and there's a Simchas Nefesh Yisera. It's very subtle. Q, what do you think he means?
I don't know.
What?
Right,
it's strange.
Yeah.
And then he throws every reference of Simcha and Shabbos. He says, no, that's referring to this Simcha Nefesh Yisera. The Yishalmi in Megillah, it means the Simcha Ruchanis, Simcha Nefesh Yisera. Even though, what's the Yishalmi referring to? Achiv Suda. Esses Simchas Abidei Shemayim is referring to why you can't have the Sudas Purim with your Sudas Shabbos. So on the one hand, the Netziv is telling us, look, the Suda of Shabbos is spiritual, the Simcha Shabbos is spiritual, the Simcha of Yom Kippur is physical, Simcha Saguf. The reference in the Yushalmi to Simcha Shabbos is also to this spiritual Simcha, even though the Yushalmi is talking about a Chi of Suda. Hannah, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to, yeah, say I didn't really understand it, because it seems like this, I mentioned it to you,
no, it's definitely different from the Simcha and Purim, but it's not clear. The Yishalmi is still assuming that the Suda Shabbos is a function of Simcha.
Right. Right, but it's, yeah.
So how could that be a spiritual Simcha, right. Simchas Nefesh Yisera?
Yeah, same.
I thought it was very strange. It's very nice, but a little strange.
Well, can you say that, like, the concept of, like, not, let's say, planning for things after Shabbos and things that would cause you, like stress or that sort of tsar would be more of the like, Shamay Sera?
Yeah, for sure. That there could be a new category of Simchas Nefesh Yisera is fine, or Simcha Ruchanis is fine. But it's when you're splitting hairs and saying that, oh, even the Suda Shabbos is somehow related to this spiritual Simcha, even though the Chiv is the physical one, so it seems a bit too subtle. And then when you say that the Simcha of Shabbos is spiritual, but the Simcha of Yom Kippur is physical, it's also very subtle. Yom Kippur is the Chiv Yinismas Nafsha Secha. I can say there's a spiritual Simcha on Yom Kippur, but to say that Yom Kippur is the physical and Shabbos is the spiritual is a little strange. And acknowledge that it's Suda Shabbos. I mean, if I just had the Torah Chaim, which I quoted before, that's fine. I can acknowledge that the Simcha on Shabbos is more spiritual. But the Netziv, I think, is too delicate.
So what does the Netziv say? I'm not sure. What does he say about Oneg Shabbos, then? Does he prove everything?
No, I think he would say that Oneg Shabbos is probably a physical Chiyuv. But it's not a physical Chiyuv Shal Simcha.
You just say eating and drinking what's under Simcha.
The Chiyuv... I guess the Chiyuv Suda to Yushami, when Yushami refers to a Chiyuv Simcha in the Suda, he would say that's Simcha.
But there's another dimension of eating and drinking that falls in the Oneg?
Probably. Right. So you can see, I think this perspective is the most dominant one in the Achronim. So Rabbeinu Hillel is a Rishon. He's a Rishon. I don't think they really know where he's from. I think he's from Italy, maybe. So Rabbeinu Hillel is really the first Rishon to say that the Simcha is relegated to Karbanos. It's a different kind of a Simcha. It's not a Simcha in the Yom. But the Achronim, so the Netziv, the Rav, Toras Chaim, so they're very into this idea that it's a different kind of a Simcha. It's a Simcha Nefesh Yisera, Simcha Ruchanis, in contrast to Simcha Yom Tov. The Radak also has this idea that it's limited to Karbanos. They're really two different points. I mean, saying it's limited to Karbanos is one thing. Right? You're saying the Simcha exists in the Beis HaMikdash. Saying that the Simcha exists everywhere and yet it's a different kind of a Simcha is a bit of a different chiluk. So I think there's one other approach in the Rishonim, maybe in the Achronim also. That is that it's true that there's a Din Simcha on Shabbos, but the Simcha Shabbos is filtered through the Chiv Oneg Shabbos. So we saw two extremes. There's a Chiyuv Simcha, there's no Chiyuv Simcha. A moderate view, either that there's Simcha in the Beis HaMikdash, or there's a spiritual Ruchanis Simcha. But now I think there might be a fourth view, that it's true there's a Chiyuv Simcha, but we prism the chi of simcha through the mitzvah of oneg. So this might be the perspective of the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Lamed, Halacha Yud, so he just writes, achilas basar shtias yayin b'shabbos oneg hula. Eating meat and drinking wine is part of simcha Shabbos. Now that's not problematic in and of itself, but it's definitely definitely raises a red flag. Why? Achilas basar shtias yayin b'shabbos oneg hula. What's the Rambam saying?
It's the same exact thing you do on Yom Tov, except that's considered simcha. Because he's downgrading it.
Exactly. The Rambam, a couple of halachos earlier. The Rambam in halacha Zayin, Ezehu Oneg, Zash Amul Chacham, Shetarach Letakin Tavshil Shamin B'Yoser, Mamashke Mevusam L'Shabbos, Akol Lefim Amonu Shel Adam. And halacha Zayin says that part of Oneg Shabbos is that you should prepare nice food. But then the Rambam in Perek Lamed Halacha Yud says Achilas Basar Shtias Yayin Mishabbos Oneg Hula. Eating meat and drinking wine is part of Oneg Shabbos. Where does the Rambam get that from? The Gemara only talked about Halacha Zayin, that there's a Chi of Suda of nice foods. So what's the source? So the Magen Mishnah suggests, oh, maybe the Rambam got it from the Gemara in Pesachim about Simchas Yom Tov. Ain't simcha al bebasar, ain't simcha al biyayin. Okay, great. But then, why is the Rambam importing the halachos of simchas yom tov into Hilchos Shabbos? And more importantly, why does the Rambam, if the Rambam was really importing the halachos of simchas yom tov into Shabbos, so the Rambam should have said in halacha yud, simcha Shabbos is mi mitzvah Shabbos, so l'ficha chayavim lachal basar v'lishtos yayin. Instead, the Rambam in halacha yud says there's a halacha of oneg Shabbos, and achilas basar and shtias yayin is part of oneg. So b'manav shach, if it's learned out from simchas yom tov, just tell me there's a din of simchas Shabbos. And if you can't learn out from hilchos yom tov, then just say that you should have just had halacha zayin, and don't tell me anything about basar v'yayin on Shabbos, because no chi of simcha. So I thought maybe the Rambam was doing this exact thing. The Rambam was saying that there is a din of simcha on Shabbos, but the simcha is moderated by the chi of oneg. Meaning, let's say there are two dinim to Shabbos, there's simcha and there's oneg, but oneg is the dominant mitzvah. So you might have nafkaminas. Let's say, for example, for somebody who likes basar v'yayin, that might be a chiv, because the din of simcha b'Shabbos. But maybe you'll define simcha more subjectively because the simcha stems from the oneg. Maybe that would be a nafkamina. Not sure. But I thought it was interesting. The other Rishonim are hesitant to, let's say there's any din simcha whatsoever. I think most of them would say, yeah, you can't import any of the halachos of Shabbos, of Yom Tov to Shabbos. But if in general you have the view that Shabbos and Yom Tov, at least in terms of the mitzvah say, are more connected, so then you'd more easily feel like you could transport halachos back and forth. So I thought it's interesting that what is the Rambam paskin by Yom Tov? Is there a chiv of oneg Yom Tov? Or just simchas Yom Tov? So the Rambam in Perek Yom Tov, Perek Vav Halacha Tezayin says, a little surprisingly, Kishem Shemitzah Lachabit Shabbos Ula'anga Kach Kol Yomim Tovim Shenemar L'Kdosh Hashem Mechuba Ruchol Yomim Tovim Nemar Behem Bikra Kodesh V'chvar B'yarnu Akibud Va'oneg B'Hilcho Shabbos. So it's interesting, the Rambam here seems to be saying that all the dinim of Kavod and Oneg Shabbos apply to Yom Tov. So that might be very much L'Shitasa, where the Rambam really thinks that the Chi of Simchas Yom Tov applies to Shabbos. Just on Shabbos, it's filtered through Oneg Shabbos. Then the next halacha in the Rambam, in Hilchos Yom Tov, is that Shiva Simei Pesach, Shemana Simei Chag, Im Shor Yomim Tovim Kulam Asurim Behesped of Atanis, V'chai Vadam Lios Ben Sameach V'Tov Lev, Hu Abanav Umnei Beso. So it could be that the Rambam's point here is that there are two dinim on Shabbos, two dinim on Yom Tov, but the emphasis on both is inverted. On Yontif, let's say the real chiyuv is simcha, but a lot of the halachos of oneg and kavod become kiyumim in the chiyuv of oneg. I'm not sure. I have to look more in Hilchos Yom Tov to see if there are any indications that you actually define the oneg through the prism of simcha. In Hilchos Shabbos, it's clear that you define the simcha through the prism of oneg. We have to see if that relationship is inverted in Hilchos Yom Tov. That I'm not sure about. But the Rambam also does something strange. In Perek Lamed Halacha Tes, the Rambam talks about Chiyuv Shalosh Sudos, and the Rambam generalizes it. Rambam says that the din of Shalosh Sudos applies equally to Yom Tov as it applies to Shabbos. V'tzarech l'kvoa kol sudah mishlashon al yayin v'tzarech al shtei kikros. Rambam has a chiddush that you have to have shtei alechem and yayin, maybe kiddush, for all three sudos. And Rambam says v'chin b'yamim tovim. So Rambam holds that the din of Shalosh Sudos applies to all the yamim tovim. So it definitely seems like the Rambam is much more liberal in extending the halachos of Yontif to Shabbos and Shabbos back to Yontif. Okay. But there may still be a difference in the emphasis. And finally, you have the really nice perspective of the Sifrei Dvei Rav. The Sifrei Dvei Rav is a perush on the Sifrei. It's the same author of the Chazdei David who wrote a perush on the Tosefta. And he writes, how do we understand Yom Simchas Hamil Shabbosos? He writes something remarkable. Afagav dula ashechon behedja lashon simcha eitzel Shabbos el oneg menucho kedusha. We don't find the formulation of Shabbos in any other place, the lashon of simcha by Shabbos, except for oneg simcha, oneg menucho kedusha. V'mikol maka me'achar di'iko kol hani shapir shaycha simcha. But there's no separate chiyuv simcha on Shabbos. It's that when you have the convergence of oneg menucho kedusha, so by default you have a dimension of simcha. So this is not identical to what we're saying in the Rama, but it's very similar. Meaning it's true that there's a din of simcha on Shabbos, but only insofar as it's reflected through your kiyum of oneg menucha and kedusha. Okay, but there's no separate chiyuv whatsoever. So I think those are four different perspectives on the mitzvah of Simcha Shabbos. Good. So now we can move on to our Gemara, Masechta Shabbos. And we can look into the mitzvah of Hotzah and Chilek Malachos. Okay. Any questions on Simcha? Comments? Okay, so let's just look at what's ahead of us. Does anybody see the first Mishnah in Shabbos? Okay, so we know the Masechta starts with Chutzah. When you look at the list of the Malachos in Perek HaGadol, Chutzah appears last in the list of the Lamitas Malachos. So Bali Tosis in the beginning of the Masechta already bothered, why is the list inverted? Why is Chutzah the beginning of the Masechta and yet the last of the Lamitas Malachos? So we'll see Tosos. Tosos has a couple of solutions. To some extent, they're assuming that there's a difference between Malachas Chutzah and the other Lamitas Malachos. It's a different kind of a Malacha. So we'll have to figure out how is it different. Part of understanding that question is whether or not we could actually distinguish between the different Malachos. Do you assume that there's some sort of uniformity between the Lamitas Malachos? The Isser of Kotzer is the same Isser as Chutzah. The Isser of Tochein is the same as Zoreah. Just they're different Maisa Isser, but all Lamitas Malachos are fundamentally the same level of Chilul Shabbos. Or could you say, right, there are different levels of Chilul Shabbos, different kinds of Malachos? So that we'll have to look into. The question that we'll discuss first, though, is in understanding the connection between the Lamitas Malachos, is your default assumption that there's one Isser of Chilul Shabbos? Lo sasa kol malacha. Can't do any work on Shabbos. And the Torah gives you 39 different hechitimtzis for violating lo sasa kol malacha. So if I violate kotzer, that's one form of violating lo sasa kol malacha. If I violate tochen, it's another form of lo sasa kol malacha. But I violated the same Isser. Or do I build up something called chiluk melachos? Do I build up the notion that every melacha is a distinct shem isser b'fnei atzmo? Doing kotzer and tochen on Shabbos is like one time eating chelev and then a different time being meshachel avodah zarah. Two different isurim in the Torah. Just like the Torah has 1,000 different isurim, so the Torah has 39 different isurim with respect to chil Shabbos. That's gonna be the important question. We have nafkamina. What about hasra? I have to warn somebody before they're machal Shabbos. So do I have to give them a warning for each specific melacha that they're about to do, or can I give them a general hasra, a general warning of don't do melacha on Shabbos? How specific do you have to be in the melachos? So to the extent that you think that the malachos are fundamentally different, each one's a separate isra b'fnei atzmo, so you'll be comfortable with saying that, you know what, hutzah is one kind of a malacha, and the other 38 malachos are of a different kind. You'll be much more liberal in distinguishing between them. What about combining different shiurim of malachos? Let's say you do half a shiur of hutzah and half a shiur of tochen. So could you combine half of one malacha with half of another malacha and say that now you violated Shabbos? What do you think?
Don't think so.
What?
I don't think you can.
No?
I know that's the way with two people, but that's what I was about to.
Okay, two people are potter, that might be a separate patur. So if you think that the malachas are one shemisser, then of course, why not? Right? Tochen and tochen, doing tochen twice is the same as doing tochen and hutzah. But if there's one Isser of Chil Shabbos, then why not? And if you can't, why can't you? Technicality, or is it because the Malachos are distinct entities? If you're distinguishing between the Malachos, are you distinguishing between every Malacha? Or do you view the Malachos as having two different kinds of Malachos? There are like constructive Malachos, and there are kind of laborious Malachos. So would you say that maybe certain kinds of malachos could be combined? Other kinds of malachos can't be combined. Where do you break down the... Where do you divide the malachos? Okay. So we're going to start with the first Mishnah in Shabbos. We're going to look at the Mishnah in Klal Gadol, which divides the Lamatas malachos. Then we're going to look at some of the distinctions between the different malachos, and whether and how you're chayiv a separate chatas for each malacha bifnei atzma. Okay, so we'll do that, and then we'll go into the particulars of malacha sotza. Chana.
No, I was just
going to
ask how you're chayiv a separate chatas for each one if you're all in.
What?
I was just going to ask if, never mind.
How you're chayiv a separate chatas for each one if they're all in. So that could be a special chiddush of Gzeiras HaKasuv. The Torah says, even though they're all linked, you're chayiv a chatas for each one. But there are times when you're chayiv only once for all the malachos. But if you have Shigas Shabbos but Zadah Malachos, Shechayim once. If you're Shigas Malachos Zadah Shabbos, Shechayim 39. So why are sometimes you Chayim for all 39? Why sometimes Chayim once?
Because Shigas Shabbos is a different case
than like. Yeah, but why? Which is the rule? I'm saying, which is the rule? I could say that Shigas Shabbos is a rule. There's one Shem Isser for all Malachos of Shabbos. Shigas Malachos is the exception. You're Chayim for 39. It depends how you read the Gemara and Dafayim. We'll see. All right. So that's the task ahead of us. I'll send out Mar Mekomos tonight, this afternoon, hopefully, and we'll move forward.
Thank you.
I know. You're just sitting out before.